Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Honlein, my colleague and co-host, is here from the Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're pleased and delighted to be joined by Tom Suozzi of 3rd New York, Northeast Queens, as the congressman reminds me, to reflect upon the events of these last days, so many that you don't get to think twice. I go immediately to the speech by the Prime Minister of Israel to the joint session of Congress, his fourth, I believe, Netanyahu competing with Churchill. Congressman, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The applause was thunderous to watch it on. I watched it on the Washington Post site. What is your measure of the prime minister's driving instance? This is a battle not just for Israel, but also for America and its allies. Good evening to you.
Yeah, thank you, John. Thanks so much, Malcolm. Great to be with you also. I think Prime Minister Netanyahu, Bibi, was absolutely right. You know, this is a battle for the Middle East, and control of the Middle East will have a big impact on America. And the battle that they're fighting against Israel's enemies and against the Iran's proxies are really a battle that helps the United States. They're helping us. They're fighting for us.
You've been a supporter of the weapons bill to Israel, which the prime minister alluded to, that there seems to be a slowing down. What do you think the implications are? What is the status of that now? And what other steps do you see Congress taking to help foster closer U.S.-Israel relations now?
Well, we have to do everything we can to strengthen this bond between our two countries. And we can't let the election in November interfere with the bipartisan support that Israel has enjoyed from America for such a long period of time. You know, one of my campaigns that I ran, I said, listen, you got to vote for me because you need a strong, outspoken advocate for Israel that's a Democrat. I said, you got the Republicans lined up right now, but who knows what things are going to be like in 5 years or 10 years. And we need to keep a bipartisan support for Israel strong in America. So right now, you need to have strong, outspoken Democrats if you care about the U.S.-Israel relationship and you want to keep it bipartisan.
Congressman, the puzzle. The prime minister repeated what we all know. Iran is the driver. Is that an accepted fact in Washington, not just on Capitol Hill, but all the professional offices? Do they accept that this is a war driven by Iran?
I think anybody who knows the issue knows that. I think that anybody who studies the issue, who pays attention to history, knows that. And people that don't know that are people that really don't know the issue. Iran is behind Hamas. Iran is behind Hezbollah. Iran is behind the Houthis. And they are elsewhere. And they are influenced. You know, we just saw this report that was issued. I think it was the Defense Department that said that Iran is paying for the protests here in the United States of America. They're paying people to try and get us to hate each other. And, you know, I believe that's one of the big challenges we face in our country is the division we have, not only from people pandering to their base, trying to win a primary on both sides, far left, far right, not only from social media, people get the most follows by saying divisive, extremist things, not only from cable news, you know, Fox with 4 million, 3 million viewers, or MSNBC with 3 or 4 million viewers, you know, but only playing to one side, pushing this divisiveness. But the thing we have to be most concerned about are our foreign adversaries, Russia, Chinese Communist Party, North Korea, and Iran, using our freedom of speech, using social media to try and seed dissent in our country. Take an issue people are fighting about already, Black Lives Matter versus Blue Lives Matter, evangelicals and transgender, now Israel, Gaza. They blow up both sides, trying to get people pissed off at each other so we don't like each other anymore. And that's, they're succeeding. And we have to recognize they're trying to manipulate us. You know, I was just over in Ukraine in April. I couldn't post anything on social media while I was in Ukraine because the Russians are watching you. As soon as I got to Moldova, I sent a picture of me with Zelensky to my staff to put on social media. Within an hour, there were 500 of the nastiest comments I've ever gotten in my life of my 30 years in politics. And it wasn't from my constituents. It wasn't from my opponents. It was from Russian agents and bots. And they took the picture of me shaking hands with Zelensky and within an hour doctored it to show me wearing a Nazi armband. So we're being manipulated by people. They're trying to destroy us, trying to pull us apart.
Malcolm?
When we talk about the rising anti-Semitism that you just alluded to, the bots, the campaigns that are being launched by, funded by Qatar, funded by China, funded by Iran, with Russian backing and others, how do you perceive the current state of anti-Semitism? I know you've been outspoken on it. And especially how what the prime minister called the useful idiots, that young people are falling into the trap of being manipulated because the goal of those countries is to undermine the United States. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Anti-Semitism is very, very real. It's worse than it's been. I don't want to say ever because I don't know the issue well enough, but it's pretty darn bad right now. It's worse than it's been in my lifetime. And there are people that are being manipulated by our foreign adversaries, by some dark forces within our own country, quite frankly, and by people who want to divide us that are pushing anti-Semitism as one of their messages. They just want us to all hate each other. And as long as we're busy fighting with each other, we can't focus on building our economy. We can't focus on infrastructure and on the CHIPS Act and on building our education system and helping our kids move forward. The longer we're fighting with each other, the happier our adversaries are. And we need to recognize we all share so much more in common than what divides us. You know, I was talking to John before the show, and he said, you know, we're moving so quickly now, we don't have a time to think. When I was in seventh grade, Sister Ruth at St. Patrick's grade school said, you know, the world is moving. So this is the 1970s. The world is moving so quickly these days, we don't have a chance to stop and think about how things are affecting us. And she was talking about the space race and television and electronics. That was the 1970s. Think about how much faster things are moving now. And we don't have a chance to just stop and think and talk about how is it affecting us that everybody's just looking at their phone every day? How is it affecting us that our foreign adversaries are trying to corrupt our system? How is it affecting us that this divisiveness in our country? We've got to stop and take a breath and recognize our basic values. We're all in this together. We all care about pretty much the same stuff. Who loves me? Who doesn't love me? What's right? What's wrong? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to take care of my families? Let's work together and try and solve these problems and move forward together.
Tom, your district, what do you hear is the thing that most upsets them, makes them unhappy? Is it anti-Semitism?
Israel and anti-Semitism will not poll high in a poll. Okay, it's maybe 10% of my district, 12% of my district will list that as being one of their top two concerns. But the people who are concerned about it, it's their central concern, and it's the main issue that they vote on. What are people concerned about these days? They're concerned about the border, and they're concerned about the cost of living. But just because it's not something that's top of mind for everybody doesn't mean we don't have to focus on it. We have to focus on it because it's anti-Semitism and what's going on in Israel are very impactful on our lives. As Netanyahu said yesterday, you know, this is not just about Iran going after Israel. This is about Iran going after America. And we have to recognize that that's happening, and this effort to try and divide us cannot succeed.
Congressman Tom Suozzi is the representative from the 3rd Congressional District. That's Northeast Queens of the great state of New York. He is co-chair of the Democrats for Border Security Task Force in addition to other duties. Malcolm Hoenlein, I'm John Batchelor.
Thank you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.